you go.
Close the door.
I have another way of saying that.
Shut the door.
Okay. Ground level. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over? Yeah.
Weatherboarding.
Okay. Let's see. Every day, you might take your car and...
Close the door.
...into town.
Shut the door.
Might do what?
Take your car. What do you do with the car? You would...
Go to work.
No. What do you do when you...
Oh, drive.
Okay. And yesterday, you'd say you... Into town.
I drove it in. Drove into town yesterday.
And ever since you got your license, you have...
Go to work.
Ever since I got my license, I've been...
Oh, drive.
Ever since I got my license, I've been driving a car. What?
You have... What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
Okay. What are the little things along the edges of the house that let the water run?
Gutters.
Would you ever call them eaves?
I wouldn't. Now, houses, now old-timey houses had eavesdrops in them, but all the houses now got gutters on them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of eavesdrops, yeah, but it's old-timey houses.
Gutters?
Okay, if you have a house, and two roofs go like this,
they form
an L.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the place,
valley?
Where the roofs go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
Wood shed.
Okay, how about tools?
Tool shed.
Let's see, what do you call outdoor toilets?
Valley.
Let's see, what did I used to call it? Thing?
Did you live in a house that had these?
No, not, you know, when I we did till I was 4 years old, mm-hmm. But, you know. And I'm just not that familiar. I never had just outdoor toilet. I've always called.
How about a camp? You know, like, have you ever been to camp?
Camp, yeah.
And then you'd always go to the
privy.
Oh, you call it the privy, okay?
Yeah, I was in the service a lot of time. You know, the train and the service and camp. Okay, I didn't know what you were talking about.
How about an outhouse?
Huh? Outhouse.
Outhouse. You heard that?
Yeah. Outhouse. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Camp, yeah.
Let's see.
How they're built, like brick buildings and wood, weatherboarding or houses or apartments or duplexes, condominiums, commercial buildings, dragons, huh?
What would you, for instance, a condominium.
How they built, like brick buildings?
What would you call that? Do you have a
special?
Weatherboarding
or
house or apartment?
Yeah, where a lot of people live.
Apartment house. Well, a lot of people live in one building.
Right.
But a condominium is not that such, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
How would you say they're different between an apartment and a condominium?
Between an apartment and a condominium, most of the time it's just two buildings under one roof, or two compartments under one roof.
Yeah.
Now this is going to be a condominium next door here, 14 stories high, and I don't see how the world they get a condominium out of it.
That's
see how.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because this is like a big apartment house to me.
Right, yeah.
But they're going to be sold, and probably sold off as condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
$50,000 to $60,000.
So maybe they're sold. Would it be that they're sold separately rather than rented out?
That's why they're sold, not rented. So you people buy them. But I don't see how in the world they get condominiums out of it. Is that what the word condominium mean? Does it mean that?
I thought that it meant, you know, a separate building. It obviously means the same to you.
I always thought so. But when I first started coming in contact with the building here in town.